What everybody is talking about is this is gun control. And we're hearing the same basic arguments. That's the biggest thing today. I know this should be a Gun Talk Friday thing, but this is the major news. This is the major news because we're hearing the same arguments that are being proposed. And laughably is the one where, just take a listen for yourself. This is Senator Palina. I don't know where he's from, but this is what he said yesterday in regards to gun control and why it must be enacted now.
You know, for most states, the age required to legally purchase a rifle and the age required to cast a ballot are both 18. However, there's some shocking disparities in legal state requirements for obtaining a weapon versus casting a ballot. In 25 states, voters must be registered and have specific forms of ID in order to cast a ballot. But those same states allow people to buy rifles without permits.
Why?
And require no background checks for some sales.
That's a personal sale. That's not a gun sale. That's a totally different thing.
Additionally, in a majority of states, new voters are able to obtain a rifle quicker than they're able to cast their first ballot.
The only reason that's true is because it takes 3 to 5 days when you mail your ballot in from your house.
It seems to me that we have our priorities entirely.
Didn't we just have like 600 billion people vote in the last election? I remember watching Kyle Griffin, his Twitter feed. He's like, oh, another 400,000 votes were just discovered for Joe Biden. Oh, another 600. Every day he was coming up with random numbers like he was throwing them at a dartboard. And yet we had 70. I wish 75 million. I think 75 million Americans do own firearms. But the way that, well, is this people, it's easier for people to get a rifle than it is to vote. Not anymore. I mean, we were seeing pictures from the Las Vegas GOP, the Nevada GOP. It's like, hey, there's 15 ballots in this trash bag. They just threw them out because they were mass mailing ballots out. This whole idea. This whole idea that it's just easier for people. And now, of course, we get the stories. Well, I saw a guy who's waiting for a burrito and he just walked into the gun store next door and purchased a firearm and got his burrito at the same time. I'm like, well, first of all, if you could find a gun right now, that's why I don't believe that. That nonsensical argument. But this is what we're hearing. We're hearing all this nonsensical arguments. They're just rehashing all this old stuff. And it's foolish, which is why you don't need to listen to these people. These are the same people that announced this morning, because we're just kind of going through the news digest and what's happening. What's happening? Where Tammy Duckworth and Mazie Hirohito Hirono from Hawaii said that if the Supreme Leader doesn't put forth nominees that aren't racial minorities, they got to be sodomites or gender confused. Why in the hell do you want to be associated with this? Why do you want to take back the House and the Senate? It's clearly gone. It's clearly gone. That was Senator Pendilia. I don't know where he's from. But he's obviously an idiot senator. And then you have these other, between him and Hirono and Duckworth and all the other idiots that are there. Why? Why do you want to be a part of any of this? Need to withdraw your consent and establish your own kingdom. Because these people are all stupid. They're stupid, they're power hungry, and they have little interest, really no interest, in you and me. I just, Mike from Restoring the Faith Media, just tweeted this out in concert with what I'm trying to say. He says it perfectly. Our society is in rapid decline. Act accordingly. It's the exact same thing. It's an absolute free fall. And yet people are still trying to fight for Washington, D.C. Don't. Don't fight for it. There's nothing there. Oh, Rich, what if they pass gun control? I ain't following it. All gun laws are infringements, man. You want my guns? Come and get them. Because I've never fired a shot in anger. And I've never fired a shot to take the life of... I haven't even... Of course, I'm a pretty bad deer hunter. Even when I've gone hunting, I've never shot them. That's because they could smell me from a mile away. And I was in a bad... we were in a terrible blind. But I've never taken the life of anything. So you ain't taking my guns. You ain't having them. Trying to disarm a population, trying to get... By the way, I have a story later on. Part of the COVID nonsense New World Order thing was to get Americans fat and lazy. We already knew about the lazy part, but the fat part? Woo-wee! Did they do a hell of a job with it? Did they do a hell of a job shoving processed food down the throats of most Americans? Fat, late Wally, come to life. And we're seeing the apex of your critical race theory progressive issues. All of it. It's come to a head. It's revealed itself. We should thank God for that. I know some people are, oh, it's too... Listen, I get that. I understand. But the enemy has revealed itself. So at least there's no more... playing around. There's no more dancing. Well, what if we do? What if we do that? What? It's all done, man. Look at them. They're telling you. When your enemy tells you who they are, when they reveal themselves, pay attention. Especially when I talk about the fact bottom of the next hour, because Daniel Savakis joins me top of the next hour. We talk about the fact that DHS is an absolute, and people were telling us this back in 2001, 2002, with the Patriot Act and the creation of DHS. Total 100% totalitarianism. Your military is gone. If you've been following Jack Posobiec, he's been leaking stuff about extremist training, and it's not about Black Lives Matter. It's not about radical Islam. It's about white people. The federal government has shifted their definition of domestic terrorism and homegrown violent extremism. It's all white people. That's what it is. They're all white people. And if you know that, Asila from the Muslim up in Boulder, Colorado. He's gone. Anybody else see him in the headlines anymore? Maybe from One America News or one of these other places? He gone. Bye-bye. Do not pass go. But they'll count the people dead. And I know a lot of people, oh, you're just, you're paranoid. Hey, man, that's what I'm saying. Pete and my fellow listeners of the Bearer Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. You're going to be called paranoid. When Mike tweets that out from Restoring the Faith, act accordingly. Most of you have already gotten this from the corona hoax, who you can trust and who you can't. who went all in and who didn't. They're probably going to be on the same side. The people who are still wearing face masks and still have gloves on in the car are going to tell you you're paranoid when you say, well, the federal government's coming after white Christians. Oh, you're paranoid. Am I? Am I? They're telling you this. You're the one, probably because you're oxygen deprived, that doesn't see it. That is operating under some kind of optimism bias that the dementia-ridden regime leader doesn't or won't go after you because he's a practicing Christian.